Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's going to warm up tomorrow. We'll get some rain, but then the snow comes back again, which made me wonder about our area's seniors and what their needs might be during a cold stretch or a snow stretch or anything like that. And Kurt Emmerling is the Deputy Director of the Department of Human Services Area Agency on Aging's. Welcome, Kurt.
Well, good afternoon, Lynn, and I'm sorry to hear that you're a little bit under the weather, but we certainly can talk about seniors in this cold weather.
Indeed. So, I mean, what does, when we start seeing temperatures around zero, wind chills of minus zero, what does that do for our elderly?
Well, we have about 154,000 elders in Allegheny County, and our biggest concern for them, of course, is being safe, and hypothermia is always the big risk. When we look at a senior, a body temperature of 95 degrees or lower can cause problems to some of the body's major systems, including cardiac, kidney, and liver, and other particular areas. And our best tool for cold weather and preventing that is definitely alertness and being able to help our seniors and to monitor what they might need during this cold time.
So who actually takes on that responsibility of the monitoring? Is it loved ones? Is it neighbors? Are there agencies in place to make sure that our seniors have heat and have what they need?
Oh, absolutely. I think as a first line of defense, family, friends, and neighbors are always the very best solution or asset for us because, you know, if you look at the number of people that are out there, this is the time we encourage people, especially neighbors, friends, and family, to call any of your, you know, elderly friends and relatives, to make contact with them, to visit them, to knock on their door, to make sure that they have the contact information that they need in case there's a problem. And especially in this cold weather, the way that things are, because people don't go out as much, to visit seniors and friends. So certainly reaching out and being able to do that is important. And of course, at the Area Agency on Aging, we are available, especially at our senior line, and I can give you that number when we're almost done here. We can certainly contact us, and we can check on any particular person who is in a potential risk circumstance if you're really, truly worried about them. But our first avenue of defense is definitely family, friends, and neighbors.
Family and friends. Kurt Emmerling is the Deputy Director of the Department of Human Services Area Agency on Aging. And Kurt, I want to just kind of follow up on one of the things you just said, because I'm guessing sometimes we have to be the aggressor, because sometimes our seniors don't want to admit they're in a bind, don't want to admit they're in trouble. And if we don't reach out, they may not either.
That is absolutely true. Our seniors are the most wonderful, stalwart people on the planet, in my opinion. But many of them don't want to reach out because they feel they're a burden, or they feel they've endured so much in their own lives that this cold weather is really nothing by comparison. But the reality is that as we age, our bodies change. And what is a normal temperature for us between 60 and 65 in our home is not suitable for a senior, because 68 to 70 is where that temperature should be, and potentially risk occurs if we're not doing that. So we need to be aggressive and be able to visit our friends and neighbors and family members who might be at risk, to make sure they have phone numbers and to check on them, because they may not do that themselves.
Wow, Kurt, you got me a little concerned, because sometimes I crank it up to 72 degrees. I like to be warm indeed. So let's go ahead and give that number.
Okay, if there are any problems or you know of a senior who is in potential risk, please call us at 412-350-5460. One more time, 412-350-5460. That is our senior line, and we will get you in touch with some services or individuals who can get in touch with that senior and assist them.
That's awesome. Kurt Emmerling, thanks so much for joining us. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.